And a good morning to you. It is a Saturday, July 2nd, 2016. I'm Derek Dunn reporting, and currently in Fairfield it is 60 degrees underneath sunny skies out there. It looks like we're going to be having some rain moving into the area and region into the overnight hours, early Sunday morning hours, and then also for the 4th of July, Independence Day on Monday. I'll tell you more about your weather forecast following this edition of the news, and it's time now for the news from the Mark Densmore Country Financial News Desk. Mark Densmore, located in Wayne City. Our top story this morning, authorities have released more details regarding a body that was found at Rend Lake on Thursday afternoon. According to the Franklin County Sheriff's Office, the victim has been identified as 24-year-old Alicia Ray Anguis of Christopher. An autopsy is scheduled for this afternoon. It was on Thursday, June 30th at 4:11 p.m. that the Franklin County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a fisherman who found a body with no signs of life in the water at Rend Lake. Anguis was discovered in shallow water near the shore and near the South Markham boat launch. A vehicle owned by Anguis was located further from the shore and completely submerged. The Sheriff's Office continues their investigation. WFIW News Time, it is 7:17.
In your business, you move dirt, build roads, grow crops, deliver products, and you deserve our very best. Premium Diesel X4 on and off-road diesel fuel, only from Country Mark. No other fuel brings more to the job. Full 50 cetane power, more lubricity, detergency to keep fuel injectors clean, and stabilizers for longer fuel life. Ask your Country Mark branded dealer for the fuel that works as hard as you do. Premium Diesel X4.
The next time you sneeze, it could be a good time to visit the Fairfield Chiropractic Clinic. Dr. Bethany Minks can help provide allergy relief. Current research is showing that there's a direct link between the nervous system and the immune system. Dr. Minks can release the stress on your nervous system and allow your immune system to work more effectively, which is beneficial to everyone, especially those suffering from allergies. So keep your body operating at peak performance at the Fairfield Chiropractic Clinic. Make an appointment today.
Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson would like to remind Wayne County residents, if you haven't done so already, to pay your mobile home tax bills by July 11th to avoid a $25 per month penalty. The bills were mailed out on April 15th of this year. A total amount extended this year was $136,278.05. Total amount last year was actually higher. It was at $145,758.98. The total number of mobile home tax bills that were sent out this year were 1,340, while that number is fewer than last year's total of 1,421. According to Masterson, the reason for the decline in the number of mobile homes is due to a new law that was enacted in 2011, directing the Supervisor of Assessment's office to bill mobile homes as real estate tax. Those that haven't paid their mobile home tax bill can pay them in person or by mail, and can also use the drop box located on the west side of the courthouse. If you have any questions, you can call the office at 842-5087, and the office hours are from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Though many festivities and 4th of July fireworks shows have been planned for this weekend and Monday, the National Weather Service Office in Paducah has released information that rain, along with possibly some strong storms, are in the forecast for Sunday and Monday. On Sunday, the area could see rainfall totals amount from 2 to 4 inches due to a warm front that will be pushing toward the north. And then on Monday, a strong cold front will push through the area with showers and thunderstorms developing ahead of it during the afternoon and evening hours. Also, maybe if you are out and about, make sure to know how to take shelter and where to go if you're outside when thunderstorms and severe weather strikes during the 4th of July holiday weekend. Speaking of the 4th of July, I want to remind you of some fireworks shows that will be going on. These are weather permitting once again, as many area communities will be holding their fireworks displays for the weekend and on Monday. And Fairfield fireworks will be held at dusk on Monday, July 4th at Southwest Park. The West Salem Fire Department will hold their annual Freedom Celebration today and tomorrow on Sunday, July 2nd and 3rd. There will be numerous activities, including village-wide yard sales, a 5K run, and a car show. Fireworks will be held at dusk on Saturday, July 2nd, which is tonight. The Flora Kiwanis 4th of July fireworks will be held at dusk on Monday, July 4th at Charlie Brown Park. Carmi's Bicentennial Celebration will be held on Monday, July 4th at Burroughs Woods. There will be food and live music with fireworks beginning at dusk at the White County Fairgrounds. Also in Hamilton County, a fireworks display will be held at the McLeansboro City Reservoir at dusk on Monday, July 4th. Mount Vernon will hold a salute to freedom on Monday, July 4th at the Mount Vernon Airport. Gates open at 5 p.m. There will be entertainment, concessions, a kids zone, and fireworks beginning at dusk. And also a reminder that the Sisney Fireworks Show is actually tonight. Garrett Biggs and the Highway 40 Band will be playing from 7 p.m. until dusk. Once again, all of these 4th of July fireworks shows are weather permitting. Speaking of the weather, the National Weather Service office in Paducah, Kentucky released their weather summary for the month of June. The month had warm and dry weather across the region with temperatures about 3 degrees above normal. June was also noted for its lack of precipitation as 1 to 3 inches of rain fell across the area for the entire month. Also a reminder that trash pickup in the city of Fairfield will be on a one-day delay schedule all of next week. WFIW News Time, it is 7:22.
Don't wear a suit that looks and feels like it was made for someone else. Your suit will be custom tailored for you at no extra charge at the Mail Connection. Buy any classic suit in any basic color in sizes 36 to 56 for as little as $1.99, and alterations will be made for free at the Mail Connection. Complete your look with dress socks, a belt or suspenders, a dress shirt up to a 24 neck, a regular or extra long tie, a tie clip or tack, and even sunglasses, and maybe add a men's fragrance. Your new suit connection is at the Mail Connection in downtown Fairfield.
Never miss a moment. Add DVR service from Wabash to see what matters on and off the screen. Wabash DVR service lets you easily record your favorite TV programs and watch them later whenever is convenient for you, which means you can be there for special moments with the stars of your life, family, and friends while still watching the stars of that must-see drama, comedy, or game. Call Wabash at 665-3311 now to add DVR service.
Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Corey Resvet would like to remind motorists to drive sober or designate a driver while celebrating over the 4th of July holiday weekend. Alcohol-related crashes continue to account for a large percentage of fatal crashes during Independence Day holiday celebrations. Troopers will be doing their part to keep the roadway safe by watching for and arresting intoxicated and impaired drivers. Quote, current traffic crash fatalities in District 19 are substantially higher than the same time last year, unquote, said Lieutenant Restvet. During 2015, District 19 experienced 6 fatal traffic crashes, resulting in 7 fatalities. However, in 2016, we have surpassed last year's totals and have recorded 10 fatal traffic crashes, resulting in 11 fatalities. Those violations most contributing to fatal crashes are DUI, speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. The ISP encourages those at celebrations involving alcohol to avoid drunk driving altogether. The following tips will help keep you from becoming a statistic. Plan a safe way home before the fun begins. Designate a sober driver before the drinking begins. If you are impaired, use a taxi. Call a sober friend or family member, or use public transportation so you are sure to get home safely. If you see a suspected drunk driver on the road, do not hesitate to call 911. And if you know someone who is about to drive or ride while impaired, take their keys and help them make other arrangements to safely get to where they are going. Organizers of the 2016 DuQuoin State Fair announced on Friday the establishment of a minimal admission fee for the fair. All adult fairgoers who wish to attend the 2016 DuQuoin State Fair will be charged $2 to enter the grounds. Children under the age of 13 will be admitted for free. In addition, the fair will introduce new theme days, which will give select fairgoers free admission to the fairgrounds on specific days. In addition to charging a $2 adult admission fee, fair organizers have adjusted camping fees, renegotiated contracts, and brought in new sponsors to the fair. Similar actions were taken at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield. Parking rates for the 2016 DuQuoin State Fair will remain unchanged. All public parking inside the fairgrounds will be $12 per day, and all public parking outside the grounds will be $7 per day. In addition, seasonal parking passes can be purchased for $30. According to an economic impact study conducted by the University of Illinois in 2000, the DuQuoin State Fair has an economic impact of $6 million. This includes $2 million for wages and salaries and more than $500,000 in sales tax revenue. And this year's DuQuoin State Fair runs from August 26th to September 5th. The Fairfield Business and Professional Women's Foundation has awarded five $2,000 scholarships for 2016 and 2017. High school graduates receiving scholarships are Ashley Strand, who will attend the University of Evansville to study English education, Kesney Billington, who will attend the University of Indiana in the dietitian program, and Allison Taylor attending SIU Edwardsville for English education. Mature women scholarships go to Katie Liston, who is attending Eastern Illinois University studying speech pathology, and Megan Howley, who is attending the St. Louis School of Pharmacology. Wayne County Golf Course Incorporated officials have announced that the course is full. 18 holes will actually reopened for play. It started yesterday and will remain open for the remainder of this year. Golf course officials were able to negotiate a new lease with Curtis and Robin Anderson for a $1 rate for 2016. According to golf course officials, charitable tournaments will continue to be booked at the course because of the increased capacity of players and sponsors. The golf course is still trying to work out a cooperative agreement with the City of Fairfield and the Parks Department to maintain the course. No plans were put forward at last Tuesday's meeting of the Fairfield City Council. The issue is expected to be brought back to the next council meeting for further discussion. We'd like to remind you, going on today, the Village of Jeff will be hosting a townwide yard sale. Once again, that's today. You can call the Village Hall at 897-2223 to be added to the list, or comment sale locations and times on the Village of Jeff Facebook page. Also, residents on the Jeff water system, well, they're still underneath that boil order, so keep continuing to boil that water to be used for human consumption. The boil order will remain in effect until further notice. It's time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Oil right now is at $42 even. Also, it's time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. From yesterday, the Dow finished at 17,949, up 19. The NASDAQ finished 4,862, up 19. Those were the numbers from yesterday. Taking a look at local and area deaths, a 74-year-old McLeansboro resident, Marilyn Nation, died at 4 a.m. Friday, July 1st at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. A hairdresser, she attended Hopewell Baptist Church. Survivors include a daughter, Sherry Maureen Doughtit, and husband Jeffrey in McLeansboro. Two stepsons, Mike Nations of McLeansboro and Mark Nation of Harrisonburg, Virginia. Two grandsons, Christopher Lowry of McLeansboro and David Doughtit, and partner Stephanie in McLeansboro. Three granddaughters, Wendy Lowry of McLeansboro, April Deer and husband Doug of Benton, Illinois, and Felicia Doughtit and partner Nathan Johnson of McLeansboro. 10 great-grandchildren and one great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Marilyn Nation will be 1 p.m. Sunday, July 3rd at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in the Oddfellows Cemetery at McLeansboro. Visitation will be at 12 noon on Sunday, July 3rd, until the time of service at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Zelda Leona Vickers, 89, a resident of McLeansboro, Illinois, passed away at 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, June 30th, 2016, at the Hamilton Memorial Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in McLeansboro. She worked at the former Elder Manufacturing Company in McLeansboro. She worked for several years as a cook at the Enfield Nursing Home, and she was a homemaker. She was also a member of Lick Creek Church. Survivors include a son, Rick Vickers of Broughton, Illinois, two daughters, Vicki Childers of McLeansboro, Illinois, and Pat Neal of Benton, Illinois, seven grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Zelda Leona Vickers will be held at 2 p.m. on Sunday, July 3rd, 2016, at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in Prospect Cemetery near McLeansboro. Visitation will be held from 12 noon until the time of service at 2 o'clock on Sunday at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 61-year-old Fairfield native Mary Kay Wilkerson of Salem died at 4:19 p.m. Wednesday, June 29th in St. Louis. She was a registered nurse, having worked several years at Salem Township Hospital. Survivors include her husband, George Wilkerson Jr. of Salem, three sons, Brent and wife Kendra Taylor of Salem, Matthew Taylor of Kell, and Jesse Wilkerson of Keysport, Illinois, a daughter, Sarah, and husband Mike Ulrey of Salem, four sisters, Cheryl and husband Ed Johnson of Shenoa, Illinois, Linda and husband Rock Smothers of Burnt Prairie, Joey and husband Charles Rankin of Carmi, and Jean and husband Irvin Malone of Carmi, a brother, Jimmy and wife Elisa Taylor of Fairfield, and six grandchildren. Funeral services for Mary Kay Wilkerson will be 4 p.m. Sunday, July 3rd at the Calvary Free Will Baptist Church with a private graveside service at Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield, the Calvary Free Will Baptist Church in Salem, that is. Visitation will be 2 p.m. Sunday, July 3rd until the time of service at the Calvary Free Will Baptist Church in Salem. Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of all the arrangements. Also a reminder, the funeral services for 88-year-old Chuck Reynolds of Grayville will be held this morning on Saturday, July 2nd at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville with burial in Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. Visitation was held last night. Memorials have been made to the First Christian Church in Grayville and will be accepted at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. And also funeral services for Chris Hosselton of Louisville, Illinois, will be held at 10 a.m. This morning at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Florida with burial in Golden Cemetery in Louisville. Visitation was held last night at Frank and Bright Funeral Home, and memorial donations may be given at Clay County Cancer Crusaders and will be accepted at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. If you have missed any of today's obituaries, you can check out our website, WFIWradio.com. It is updated daily and available 24/7. Just click on the obituaries tab on our site. And coming up here, I'll give you a look at your Fairfield area weather forecast. So stay tuned. And let's go ahead and take a look at your Fairfield area weather forecast for today. Isolated showers and thunderstorms, increasing clouds with a high of 76. Tonight, a 70% chance of showers and storms, especially during the overnight hours into early Sunday morning hours. Mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunday, a 70% chance of showers and storms, cloudy with a high of 82. Sunday night, the rain chances increase, a 90% chance of showers and storms, a low around 70. Independence Day on the 4th of July, a 60% chance of showers and storms, otherwise cloudy with a high of 82. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny, high of 87. Wednesday of next week, a chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high of 92. Thursday, a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high of 94. And for your Friday of next week, slight chance of showers and storms, mostly sunny with a high of 93. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 87, low this morning was at 60, and currently in Fairfield it is 60 underneath sunny skies. And for local news on any electronic device, including these stories and more, you can go to WFIWradio.com. It is updated daily and available 24/7. And reporting for WFIW News, I'm Derek Dunn, WFIW News, copyright 2016.
Have you been to the Watering Can in Albion lately? Stop by.